two jumbo jets carrying Israeli personnel, equipment, and supplies have arrived in Haiti to join in rescue and relief efforts. The 220-member Israeli delegation includes 40 doctors and 24 nurses who will set up a field hospital that can treat 500 people a day. The hospital has two operating rooms, X-ray equipment, children's and maternity wards, and a pharmacy. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Shachar Arieli.
Of course, we have a special expertise to deal with the events of mass casualties. Unfortunately, we have that expertise because of the terror events that we suffered from.
The Israeli delegation also includes an elite army search and rescue team, which has experience both at home and abroad, including the Turkey earthquake in 1999 and the bombing of the United States Embassy in Nairobi in 1998.
It's relatively a small unit, but again, it has its experience from the past, so we hope to contribute. And every drop of help is needed in Haiti, and I think we can offer a lot.
Delfin Antonio Rodriguez, civil defense chief in neighboring Dominican Republic, says one of the main obstacles in helping the people of Haiti is the lack of functioning hospitals, most of which were destroyed by Tuesday's massive earthquake. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.